You know how to work out your body. Let's talk now about exercising your mind and brain. We live in amazing times. Thanks to developments of sophisticated scanning technologies for neuroscience, we get to watch in real time, in living color, the brain in action when we do different tasks and even when we just think or imagine or feel or sense things. I think that's huge because it has a direct bearing on what we can do for ourselves. Those new imaging technologies teach us that our personality, our behavior, even our states of physical health, the quality of our whole life, are all based in how the neurons in our brains are wired. And that the degree of success and accomplishment in any area of our lives depends on how we use our mind and brain. We are learning now directly from our brains that the key to manage life more effectively is building up mind and brain as well as body resilience. There is good news here. The ability to build up resilience is natural. It exists inside each one of us. Images from the brain verify for us that the adult brain has the ability to change and develop. We are not stuck. With workouts like the ones you find here, you can shape up your mind and brain. After working for over 25 years as a clinical psychologist and workshop leader, with hundreds of men and women to improve their marriages, treat their depression, and reduce their anxiety, stress, and chronic pain, I have come to realize that most people don't realize the power of their brains and minds to make positive changes. Now that we have this knowledge, we don't know everything, but we sure know enough. We can teach people a lot about how their brain and mind work, how to best use them to manage their lives more effectively. My goal here is to train you to discover, to strengthen, and to use those natural powers of yours to shape your life. So why don't I just write a book? Why workouts? In one sentence, because we build resilience by stimulating the natural workings of the mind and brain. The brain works by a general principle of association and reinforcement through repetition. If you want to change something in your life, you can do that intentionally by doing repetitive exercises that trigger the appropriate brain circuits to fire and connect. In order to affect your brain in any way, you need to activate it. And how you activate it is the key here. This is an important process to understand. The practical applications of doing these workouts are similar to those of physical workouts, building resilience. We do physical workouts not just to strengthen our muscles, keep our heart in shape, lose weight, or relieve venomous energy from stress response, but to build up our abilities to function better and longer. This includes preventing and also reversing deterioration of physical function. We do physical workouts to build up our abilities to walk up the stairs, sit at the computer, or carry our groceries without breaking our backs. This enhances the quality of our lives. The same is true for mind-brain workouts. We aim to strengthen our separate mind-brain systems, such as our abilities to be aware and to experience our senses, be aware and regulate our emotions, or observe and direct the content and the clarity of our thoughts. We also aim to learn how our mind and brain work and how to utilize them best. But we actually aim to build up our capability to function better, healthier, and longer. In essence, we need to strengthen our natural capacities in order to maintain and improve such basic things as our memory or our abilities to focus attention, have better relationships, perform better at work, and even enjoy more. Building mind-brain resilience is necessary to improve the general quality of your life, your outlook, and even to affect your physical health. We have known for a while about the connection of mental and physical states. Now, through the eyes of new scientific technology, we know that all mental states are brain states which affect and direct our physical bodies, our health. Therefore, the state of your mind affects your brain, and that affects your physical body just as lack of exercise or obesity do. Knowing what you have to do to improve your well-being, manage stress, enhance success, and even understand how your brain and mind work is one thing. Making it happen is something else. Often knowing what we need to do without knowing how to accomplish it can make us even more frustrated because of a simple reason. Your mind and brain, like your body, will not change just because you understand. Whoever built their bicep by merely understanding how biceps work or by knowing why it's important to strengthen them? There are some things you just plain have to do for yourself. But that doesn't mean you can't have a trainer. That's my job. We have come to realize that we have power to shape our minds and that our brains, even more than our bodies, are a use-it-or-lose-it proposition. In this workout program, we use the mind to affect the brain. You might wonder how something that you cannot see or hold, your mind, has the power to shape something physical and tangible like your brain and body. Indeed, questions about the connections between mind and brain have kept philosophers busy for years. The new brain imaging technologies have shown us that different but interconnected parts, or as neuroscientists call them, systems of the brain, are activated when we think, love, work, relate with others, move, or even pray. What this means is that we can see the interconnection of mind, brain, body, and even spirit in images reflected in real time by our active brains. We now have hard science showing us some of the mechanics of these correlations. Science even allows us to identify what areas of the brain participate when we have different experiences. Other brain research has shown that the shape of your brain, just like the shape of your body, depends not just on your genetics, but also on your life experiences and on how you use your mind and brain. Yes, how you use them. This revolution is about using the power of your mind to shape your brain, which then in turn affects your state of mind and body. Your brain is like the most sophisticated computer system, way, way more complex than anything we could duplicate. It has basic physiological structures and systems, let's call them hardware, and it also runs on programs that you make throughout your life from the memories of your life experiences. Those are your habits. We'll call these software. Your brain is not static. Hardware and software are always activated. Your brain changes all the time based on what you experience, but it does so automatically. It has a great autopilot system. In the mind-brain workouts, you will concentrate on using your mind and brain in conscious and purposeful ways. Over time with practice, just like your physical exercise program, you will build up resilience, one of the keys to happiness, peak performance, stress management, and the ability to change. Just as you know how to move your arm to build up your bicep, you will learn how to move your sensory, emotional, or other mind-brain systems to strengthen them. And once those systems are clear and you know how your brain and mind naturally work, you have the power to use them effectively at your will. The purpose of doing the workouts is to train yourself to build up the areas of your life of your greatest preference, but you will also concentrate on your whole. So how can you get the shapely, sexy, happy, well-adjusted mind and brain you have always wanted? I'll let Henry tell you the rest.